Let us start the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. Lo Hoya Sikrikun BiYehuda BaHaruge Molchomet. Now the lashon of the Mishnah is very difficult. The Mar is going to ask what's pshat in the Mishnah. But what does Rashi say? Lo Hoya Sikrikun BiYehuda. Sikrikun Oivdei Oivet Yechovim Reitzeach. This is a goy, a murderer. Shenoisin lo Yisrael karke bepidyei nafshoi. And the Yid, he wants to kill the Yid, so the Yid says, listen, let me make a deal with you, I'll give you my karke for free, but don't kill me. Ba'ayma lo Yisrael karke zu va'al temiseini. Take this karke and please don't kill me. So there were no sikrikin biYehuda. This is the chelik that Yehuda had in Eretz, chelik Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael. Baharuge ha-milchomo, milchemes titus, shahoyso bi-Yerushalayim, ubi-Yehuda, bigmora porich maikoma. Now, the lashon of the Mishnah is very, very not understandable. That means, when there was the milchome, the zikha was sikrikum. Sikrikum, Rashi says, means Goyim Rotzchem, murderers. So when there was a Mohammed, the Zichu were murderers. And the Mishnah says they were not murderers, be Yehuda, Baruge, Mohammed. So we have to understand what this means. Meharuge Hamel. So the vial will just have patience and we'll come to the Gemara, we'll find out the Mishnah. Meharuge Hamel Chome, after the Mohammed ended, Yesh bo sikrikon. Then sikrikon started. Keitzah, now he's going to tell us a halacha. Lokach mi sikrikon. Now, a sikrikon was a person who got a hold of a karka of a yid without paying for it. So now, someone goes over to the sikrikon and he wants to buy the karka. The sikrikon is very willing to sell it. He got it for free, so he could sell it. Now, the person who purchased it realized that these are stolen goods. Is lokach mi sekrikon v'chozar v'lokach mi balabayis. Then he goes to the balabos. He realized that this field really belongs to the balabos. He wants to purchase it from the balabos. He's willing. He's interested in the karka. The money is not so important by him. He wants the karka. So first he goes and purchases this karka from the goy. And then he goes to the yid. I want you to sell it to me also. And the yid sells it to him. Mekrei bottle. So this mekach is bottle. And we will see later the yid can come to him and tell him, give me back the karka. I'll give you back the money you gave me. Give me back the karka. That is, if the Seder was, first he purchased from the Sikrikon, and then he purchased from the Balabos. Mi bal habayis v'chozar v'lokach mi Sikrikon. What if the Seder was differently? First he comes over to the Balabos. He says, I know the whole story, this karka was stolen from you. I'd like to purchase it from you. Are you willing to sell it to me? He says, yes, and he gives him a price, he sells it to him. Then he goes to the Sikrikon and he purchases it from the Sikrikon. Then Mekre Kain. Then the Mekre is Kain. Now let us see what Rashi says. We'll understand a little bit this halacha. Mekre Botu. Damrinen, that means even though the Yid told them, I'm willing to sell it to you. Damrinen miyira ovat. That you know why he sold it to him? Because he's afraid that the Sikrikon, he purchased it first from the Sikrikon, and then he comes to the Yid, and the Yid says, I don't want to sell it to you. So now, if he says this, he's afraid the Sikrikon might come and knock on his door pretty soon and ask him, what shop, you don't want to sell it to him, it's my karka, and he might get into a lot of trouble. So therefore, to avoid trouble, he says, well, if the Sikrikon sold it to you, I'll also sell it to you. But he really does not mean what he's saying. That could be one reason. Inami hasheni noyach libarishin koshe menu. There could be a second reason. He can say, if Forget, I want to sell it to you, not because I really want to sell it to you. I want it to get out of the hands of the goy and into your hands, and then I'll schlep you to bed and I'll take it away from you. So selling it to you does not really mean a true interest in selling it to you. The Gemara says it's speaking about when he sold it to the Yid, he did not write a shtar. If he wrote a shtar, then it's something else. Now, let's talk about another case. We'll come back to the first case, the Gemara. Lokach min ha'ish. V'chozar v'lokach min ha'isha. Now, here we're speaking about, let's see what Rashi says. Rashi explains this. Lokach min ha'ish, karka ha'meyuchedes l'ksubas ishtoi, oy shekosav b'ksuboso, oy hichnisosoy loy shum b'ksuboso. Now, Rashi tells us three cases. Let us explain the three cases. Case number one, shekosav b'ksuboso. That means as follows. The halacha is that when a person is mechayim himself to pay a ksuba to his wife, so, halachically, all the karkois he possesses, he possessed, the shas, the nesuin, are mishubit for the ksubit. That means she can go to any karka and you owe me the ksubit. You want to pay me up is one thing. You don't want to pay me up, she can go to the karkois. But sometimes he wrote specifically in the ksubit, this kark is mishubit for your ksubit. So that means that the first gviya should be from this karka. That means that this is an apoitiki, you should mourn from this karka. And this was written in the ksube. So this means a lot. So that means that this was written in the ksube, you're going to get this karka, which is a very choshev karka, this will be the payment for your ksube. This in no way takes away the shibut and the other karkois, but this is the first. Her first schus gviya is from this karka. Now, that was written that's written in the ksuba. Now he goes and sells this karka. So there's a svara to say that, he sold this karka. He wants to sell this karka to Lekeach. Now the Lekeach comes over to her. He says, listen, I know this is Meshubah to your ksuba. I want to buy it from you now also. Let me sell me your Yuvashus Gviya. Sell me your Yuvashus Gviya. You won't mend this kark. I know I'm finished. It's my kark now. So she can tine. She sold it to him. So she can tine. Nachasuach Asisi Labailu. That means he sold it. I didn't want to make Shalom Bayis problems. That's why I sold it to you. But I really didn't have any intentions of selling it to you. And therefore, if her husband dies, she can go to him and mon back the karka. The money he gave her, she'll give him back. But that means her selling to the lekeach after the husband sold does not mean that she's genuinely interested in selling. She sold it. She wanted to have shalom bayis. She didn't want to have a fight with her husband. She realized her husband will be a little insulted if she does not agree to sell the karka. That's case number one. Case number two. Now that's the cost of Iksubos. I started with case number two. Case number one, Karka Amyuchedes Liksubes Ishtoi. Case number one is speaking about, and the Ksubet is not written any specific Karka. But later, after the Nesuin, he was Miyachet this Karka for Iksubet. So it's also, this happened after the Nesuin, but also it means something. We'll see in a minute, it means something that, she relied on this karka. He said that this karka is meshubet to her. So if she sold it second, it does not mean she's interested in selling. Case number three, oy hichnisosai loy shum b'ksuboso. Chnisasa loyshum b'ksubasa means as follows, that the minig was b'shas, 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 when a woman got married, she brought in karkois, which were called nichsei tzayim balzal. Nichsei tzayim balzal means that these are, she's assured in the value of these karkois. That means when she brought in a karka, a father donated it as a dowry, as an adam for the household. And the, so they, as soon as it, by the chasene, they assessed the value of the karka. Let's say for practical purposes, the karka is worth, let's say, $10,000. So they write down in the ksube that he's going to pay $10,000 if he gives a get or he dies, she's going to get back her $10,000. Now, she is in reality entitled, that means after he gives her a get, she has a time that I don't want $10,000, give me back the karka. She can lechatchila mum the karka. This was her karka. She can mum the karka also. So now, so in this third case, we're speaking about that her husband sold this nichsei tzayim balzal, which was assessed already with her value. And now again, the lekeach comes to her in these three, and he says, would you also agree on this mechir? I'll give you more money. She agreed in all three cases, so it says it doesn't mean anything. The agreement was she didn't want to make hard feelings with her husband. So memela, so she agreed, but later when it comes lemaisa, she can go to the lekeach and say, I never meant to sell it to you. Here's back your money. Give me back the karka. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Lokach min ish, the chosav lokach min isha. And Rashi says we're speaking about three karkois. V'chol shkein shal nechosim. Even these three karkois, I say she did not mean to agree with the lekeach. All other karkois, she zicha didn't mean. Now let's understand this. All other, that means like this. Let's say a karka that's meyuchet to the ksube. The husband sold, so we had written in the ksube, you're gonna get this karka. So it was written, it was understood, she's gonna get this karka. Now the husband goes and sells this karka. So between you and me, the husband realizes that, it's not really nice what he's doing. I mean, we had written the feira, she's going to get this karka for the ksube, and I want to go and sell it. No. Give her a different karka. He felt it's mishkefelach. She'll get a different karka. But he can understand her if the lekeach will come to her and ask her, do you agree to this mechira? If she would say no, he'd understand her. And he knows where she's coming from. The karka was guaranteed that this is going to be the payment for aksube. Now we sold it, so if she says no, he understands her now. Afal pikein, the Mishnah says a chiddush, if she says yes, it still does not mean that she really agrees to the mechira. She can say, you'll understand me, but already we won't be on talking terms. You understand, but the Soma Mela, I said yes, I wanted shalom bayis. What happens if he sold, he wrote a karka for Hamdik Subeh? He sold a different karka. And now the lekeach come, we know all karkois are mishubet for ksube. Maybe something will happen to this karka. Maybe eventually she might come and need that karka. Now if she would say no to this karka, if she says no to this karka, the husband is going to be fuming. My hands are tied because of you. You have a karka that's meyuchet for your ksube. You have your ksube. Why are you so petty about this karka? Why didn't you agree that the lekeach should have this karka? So I see you have a one-track mind. You're waiting when I'm going to give you a get. You're waiting when I'm going to die. And you want to make sure all karkois, you should be able to be going from any karka. That's what you're thinking about. If this was your, this was guaranteed for your ksube, I understand you. I see where you're coming. So I was told I'll be paid the ksube with this karka. So I could understand. If you don't agree to the mechira. But if I sell a stam karke and you also don't agree with it, so then Yizicha will be fuming. So Rashi says like this, that the Mishnah is speaking about these three karkois. V'afal pikei, she can say, I did not want to dispute with you because I want to shalom bayis. Koskein, the other karkois, she's zichikintain, I didn't want to dispute with you because if I'll hinder the mechir of the other kakoshel and omer the katayin on me. That's what Rashi is saying. So Rashi is saying, lokach minish kakam yechedes l'ksubes ishtoi, oi shekosu b'ksubosa, if niso lo ishum b'ksibosa, which the husband could understand a little where she's coming from if she doesn't agree. But Lemay said he sold it first and he didn't ask her and she sells it. So I say she doesn't mean really to sell it. She wanted to avoid fights and disputes with her husband. V'cholshken shal nechosim. If he sold other nechosim, the Eloi of the lay, if she won't agree with the mechir of the other nechosim, Omaloh, he'll tell her, he'll start, Einecho nasata begeirish in the bemisa, I see you're thinking about, I'm giving you a get, I'm gonna die, och mikmino bababasa. So the din is, mekhoi bottle, if he started with the mechire, and then she also sold it to Leker, the omro nachasua chasisi labaile, I did not mean what I said, it was only done to avoid machloikis, and she's nemon, and she can do this. What is the other way around? Min ha'isha v'chosa v'lokach min ha'ish. This person was tactful. First he went to the ish. He says, I'm not going to ask your husband to buy it. First I want to see, are you masking? Are you masking to sell me this karka? Okay? And she says, yeah, I'm masking, no problem. V'chosa v'lokach min ha'ish mekhei kaim. Then she came tiny, she was under no pressure whatsoever, the husband did not know anything, this person is interested in purchasing a kak, he went first to her, and if she said she's interested in selling it to him, so mekhei kaim. Period. Zu mishne rishayna. Now, let's go, but we just said by sikrikun, the case of sikrikun, we didn't explain it yet too well, but the case of sikrikun, we said as follows, if a person first went to the goy, lokach mi sekrikun, v'chosa v'lokach mi balabayis mekhoi botol. So what do we say? We say that what the balabayis sold it to the lekeyach, it does not mean he's really interested in selling it. He sold it out of fear of the sekrikun. That's why he said he agrees to sell it, but there was no gemiras das. This was Mishnah Rishayna. Bezdin shalachayim omru, haleikeyach misekrikun. So the first Bezdin held, if you did not get an okay from the true Bailim, it's nothing, there's nothing but to talk about. And the okay has to be, first you go to the Balabos, and then you go to the Sekrikun. If you first went to the Sekrikun, and then the Balabos, that's meaningless. So the first takono was, without an okay in a mechire from the true bailim, it's not sold. Bezin shalachreyem amru. Now later, a later bezin came and said, "Halekeach misikrisken noisin lebailim rivia." Now you don't have to go to the first balabos. You go to the goy. You give the goy money. You pay for the kark. Now. We pay for the kark. So you have to understand, the guy who got it for free will very readily sell it for a cheap price. I mean, whatever he's getting is kulei rebech. Everything is pure profit. So Chazal wa Meshaya, a guy that got a kark for free, he'll sell it a quarter less than the market value. So you go to the guy, you purchase the kark. So why should you gain because of the yid's loss? So Chazal said, you give the guy how much he's asking for it, which is 3/4 of the true value, then you go to the yid and give him a quarter of the value. That was the second takon. But that means it's sold. The yid can't go to you and say, you have my karka. It's sold. You don't need the permission of the yid. Amosai, that, but when is it sold? Bizman shein biyodon likach. If the Bailam does not have money to pay for it, that means like this. We have the Sekrikun took away a karka from Reuven and sold it to Shimon. Shimon paid for this karka $10,000. That's what Shimon paid for. And he gives $10,000 to the goy, he gives a quarter more to the yid, and finished, and the karka says. Now, the yid who was stolen from cannot pine anything. But if the yid has money, he can go over to the lekeach Give him all the money he paid for the karka and take it away from him. If he doesn't have any money, there's nothing but to talk about. This is different than the first takana. The first takana was he has to agree to the mecca. Without agreeing, the mecca is worthless. The second takana was he doesn't have to agree to the mecca, but if he has money, he can take it away from you and he'll give you the money that you paid for it. This was the second takana. If they have money, and they can go over to the Yid and give him the money you paid for it and give it back to me. Rabbi Hoshev Bezdin, the Rabbi made a Bezdin, Shim Shosu Befnei Sekrik, and Shem Asa Chodesh, Kalakoynum Likach Zocher, Avonoysum Labailum Rabbi. Now Rabbi made a third takon. I feel that this Yid had money. The Sekrikin was selling this karka for a year. No one batted an eyelash. The owner did not bat an eyelash. After a year, I come to the Sekrikin, I want to buy from the Sekrikin. I give him money. So now, after I bought it, now the owner comes over to me, oh, it's my karka, here's your money, and leave. So Rabbi made a takon. If the first year it was on the market, and you ignored it completely. Now when he bought it, now you're going to tie it that it's my karka, take the money, give me back the karka. I'm sorry. You can't tie into this anymore, but he has to give you a quarter more of the value of the karka because he's not entitled to gain from that the karka was stolen from you. Let us see, Rashi. Naisen Labailam Reviya, Sheshir the Sekrikin, Maisel Gabe Rive, they were Meshaya that the Sekrikin usually makes the karka a quarter cheaper than the market value. Now, let us see the Gemara, and then we'll come back to understand what the Mishnah was telling us. The Mishnah had said something which was very unclear. A Sekrikin, we said, is a murderer. So the Mishnah started saying, Lo Yhoyu Sekrikin Bi Yehude, there was no Goyish murderers in Yehuda when the Muhammad was going. After the Muhammad ended, then there was Sekrika. So the Gemara says, I don't understand one word you're saying. When there was a Muhammad in action, so there was no Sekrika, I don't understand what the Mishnah is telling us. Omar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda said, Loidonu bo din sekrikon koma. The Mishnah means the din sekrikon did not apply till after the Muhammad. B'shas the Muhammad, there was no din sekrikon. Now we're going to start understanding a little bit what the Mishnah is telling us. The Omar Rav Asi. Rav Asi related, Gimel Gzeiris Gozru. There were three Gzeiris. Bishasta Muhammad, Kamaisa, the first Gzeira was, Kol Deloy Kotel Litkatluo. The first Gzeira was, when they went to Muhammad, so every soldier was told, if you see a Yid, and you don't kill the Yid, we're going to kill you. So when a guy wanted to kill a Yid, there was no suffix in our minds. He meant business. Because it's either you or me. So Memele, so he really meant to kill the Yid. That was the first Zayah. Mitzi also, then later they became a little bit more lenient. And they said, Kol de Koto, whoever kills a Yid, Laisi Abazuzi. The Taisus Ritz says to give a nosiv le'abo zuzi. We'll give him four zuzi. That means we won't kill him for not killing the Yid, but we'll reward him. You kill a Yid, you come, you'll get four zuzi. Basrai said the last gzeira was kol the kotel likdelu. That means by the last gzeira, after the Muhammad, the law was whoever kills a Yid will get killed. So that means law and order came about by the last gzeira. Hilka. Kamaise umetziyosa. By the first two gzeiras, kimen de kotli, when a goy was olul to kill, he's a murderer, and he's zicha interested in killing, either to save his own life or al kaponim by the second Zayrit to get some money. So when he came over to the Yid, so let's now go back to the case. He came over to this Yid. He says, I want to kill you. The Yid knew he meant business. There's no shaila about it. So the Yid told him, listen, do me a favor. I'll give you my kark. I have an estate. Take the estate. Please don't kill me. Now, when the Yid told him this, did the Yid mean this, yes or no? He surely did. I mean, it's either it's his estate or his life. The guy meant business. There was no shaila about it. So when the Yid offered his estate, he meant it b'lev sholem. Whatever a person has, he's willing to give away for his life. So when he gave the karka of the Sakrikim, it belongs to the Sakrikim 100%. So therefore, this din that we had din in by Sakrikim, you have to, the first halacha was you have to go to the Yid, ask him, is he maskim, is he not maskim? When there was a Muhammad, the Yid is out of the picture already. It doesn't belong to the Yid. It was sold, b'gmiras tas, it belongs to the Goy. You have nothing to do with the Yid. Nothing to do with the Yid. When you go to the Goy, and whatever the Goy charges you, you pay him and finish. The Yid is out of the picture completely. So, lo'yhoyu donim dini sekrikin ba'aruke Muhammad. When the Muhammad was on, and there was a true sakone, so there's no din sekrikin. The Yid who gave away his estate meant what he said, and it sold and finished. Meharuge ha-mulchome ve'ilach. After the mulchome ended, the dust settled, now there was law and order. Now there was a law. Whoever kills a Yid will get killed. Now there's law and order. Now a goy comes over to him, and the goy says, you know, I'm gonna kill you. So he says, oh, take my karka, please don't kill me. Now, in this matzav after the Muhammad, he's only stalling for time. That means he knows that there's a government that's supporting him. He can't kill him so easily. There's a government that will punish this Reitzeah. So he's stalling for time, take the karka. But what are the true intentions of the Yid? Well, first of all, I have to hire a bodyguard in this, and then I'll take him to court, and I'll tell them that he wanted to kill me. They'll put him into prison. So this whole giving over of the karka after the Muhammad was not meant seriously. There was no gemiras das. He was only stalling for time till he'll be able to schlep this murderer to court and put him behind bars. So now the Dinei Sekrikin started. Now we have Dinei Sekrikin. So Dinei Sekrikin were, so according to the first takana was that if you want to buy a karka, you first have to go to the Yid. If the Yid is masking to sell it to you, that's one thing, then go to the Sekrikin. But if you go first to the Sekrikin, then to the Yid, that's meaningless. The Yid, whatever he's telling you, does not mean what he really intends to do. Then there was a second takona. The second takona was that you don't have to go right away to the Yid. You just give the Sekrikin the price he asks, and you give the Yid a quarter more. Unless the Yid has money. That was the second takona. Third takona was it was on the market for a year, and the Yid didn't say anything. Forget about the Yid. Okay. So that's what the mission, so not, that's from the Mishnah. Hilka Chamaisa Mitzioset even the Kotli, they were really up to killing Agavunzi Gomer Amakne. So this Yid, when he offered the karka, he meant what he said. So he's out of the picture. The karka is taka sold to the Sekrikin. Basraise. But after the Mulchome, Omri said, Eid Melishka, let him take it now. Tomorrow I'll get a hold of a lawyer and thus we'll put him behind bars and I'll take away the karka from him. So the Dini Sekrikin started first after the Muhammad. Let us see Rashi. Leidono Dini Sekrikin Baharugi Muhammad. That with those who were killed during the Muhammad, the Kani Lagamri. That means if he wanted to kill him, the Muhammad, so there the guy was Kani Lagamri. A person will buy from the goy mekhei kayim. So then the mekhei is kayim. Avol merugei hamulchama beilach. But after the mulchama, halikach mimenu yesh l'dinam afush mishnah seinu. Now we have this din that it matters. You have to ask the goy, you have to ask the yi, and that's these three takones which our mission is specifying. Dama Rabbas, Yisholish Zeres Gozal Titus Pepumishlei, when Titus came with his army. Kol Dolei Kotel Yisrael Kalecha the Mashkele, whoever will not kill a yid liktalu, so he'll get killed. Hilka Agabunsei. So because of this oinis that he found himself, he knew the guy meant business. Ki omale, when the yi told the guy, so karke zu vanicheni, take this karke and please leave me, akni nele belev shom. So he gave it to him with a complete heart. The kaimolon, to love his ovens, vin is vin. If you hang up someone and you tell him either sell me the karka or I'll hang you up. So, agabunse gomar makne. He's put in a difficult position and he agrees. So that is this chelik of the Mishnah. Let us just see. Taisis b'Yehuda baruge mulchome, b'Yerushalmi, b'Rishoyne gozru gzeira al Yehuda. The Goyim, the Romans, the Ike Gzeira was on Yehuda, on the Chelik that belonged to Shevet Yehuda. Lafishem is Seiris, B'yodam e'avoysam, She'Yehuda horag Esav. The Goyim era Kabbalah, which could be very true, that Yehuda killed Esav. D'chsiv yodcho ba'oyref oivecho, that was a broche to Yehuda. V'san yinami b'sifri, yodov ravloi, that this bracha was said Yodov, he was able to kill Esav, and this was Yehuda. So the Romans knew this, the Goyim knew this, so they had a special hatred to Shevet Yehuda. So that's why when they made Gzeres, so the Gzeres was in Yehuda. Yehuda, they made the most difficult gzeiros because there was a special hatred to Yehuda. The Shita Mekabetzes and the Miri say Mesechtes Ksubis, we also find there was a gzeira that every besula before she got married to boil a hegmain tchila, that she had to be nibbled by the hegmain. This was also in Yehuda. They made this gzeira in Yehuda. And therefore, Chazal were miyached the chosin and kal in Yehuda, that there should be a chibah between them, that she should be nival from the chosin, that when she'll come to the hegmain, she'll be an anusa and won't be barotzen. It was a special hatred that the goyim had to Yehuda. Ubesoyper kamed the soite the omar chushim ben don shokel kulfe umachya areisha de eso. The Gemara Masechta Seita relates a very interesting maaser that when they came to Eretz Canaan to the Mekaba Yaakov Avinu, so Esav came and Esav protested to the Mekvura. He says, "Well, Leah was buried here, so now I should also be buried." So they said there was a shtar. He sold his all his rights. The Moros HaMach Pele. So Esav denied this, so they sent Naphtali to Mitzrayim to bring back the shtar. In the meantime, they're waiting there, and Chushim ben Don, who was a little deaf, and he's standing there, and he doesn't understand why they're not making the kvura, so, because he was unable to participate in the whole conversation. So he asks, "So what's happening? Why aren't I mekabel my grandfather?" So they told him, "Well, Esav over here is protesting." So he decided to take things into his hand. So he took a thick stick and he hit him over the head. And it says that his eyes popped out and it fell on the feet of Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara says, and so Yaakov Avinu opened up his eyes and he saw the eyes of Esav by his feet and he gave a smile and then he shut his eyes again. Al Kaponim, so it seems that that Chushim ben Dom was the one that killed Esav. So why do they have kindness on Yehuda? That's why it's Viskasha. Dom Chushim ben Dom shokol kulfei. He took a stick, a bat, a machia reishe, gave him a zetz in his head. The Esav, and also einei v'noflu akari v'yakev, and his eyes fell on the feet of Yaakov Avinu.
So Taisa says Shem Aloy Meis. It just he didn't die, his eyes popped out taken. Shem Aloy Meis Ba'isa Hako. But the Makib Apatish Yehuda made. So that's Yotcha Ba'isa Feimecha. So that is why the Goyim had a special sin to the Shevet Yehuda. Now we're going to start in Agadita. Oma Rav Yochanan May Dechsiv Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tomid Umakshe Liboy Yipel Bero. The Gemara, the Pasuk says that a person should not feel secure in all situations. He should be mefachid. Ashrei odom mefachid tomid, he has a fear. He doesn't know what could come out. So he has to be a royes hanoilad. Umak shalibay, a person who is stubborn and is not afraid of anything. Nothing's going to happen. He's very secure. Yipal boro. So he's going to have a difficult matzah. So Memele, so this Pasuk is speaking about the Sibis, which brought about Chuban Yerushalayim, the Sibis which brought about Chuban Turmalke, and the Sibis which brought about Chuban of Beita. Akamtza Oba Akamtza Chorav Yerushalayim, because of the Maisa with Kamtza Oba Akamtza, that's how Yerushalayim became Chorav. Atanagoyle Vatanagulta Chorav Turmalke, Asake the Rispik, because of a wall of a wagon, Chorav Beita. And the Gemara is going to explain each incident. That means, but these are three incidents which, if they would have been Mefachid Bishas Maise, would have never occurred. But they were Makshalibe, they felt secure. They felt there's nothing but to worry about, and that brought about the chulbonis of these three mekaymes. Let us see Rashi. Mefached doyeg. Ashrei odem mefached doyeg. He's worried. Lirois hanoilet, to think what will occur, not to be short-sighted. But a person does something, he should think twice. Don't look at it short-sightedly. Think, what's going to happen? What's going to be the end result? And if one doesn't think, so terrible things can come about. Sake de rispik doifen shal markebes noshim. This is a wall of a wagon. Shekoirim reitvoge beloshen ashkenaz. This is a wagon. Vehi ke'ein agole, it's like a wagon. The winner by Sivis Panoikim, I was like a nice a berispik. When you'll bring a mule, you'll attach it to the wagon. Kamtze ubar kamtze, kach shem shnei Yehudim. This was the name of two Yid. Now the Gemara need to tell us a maise. Akamtze Ubar Kamtze, because of these two Yidin, Kamtze and Bar Kamtze, not the son of Kamtze, there's another person called Bar Kamtze, Chorav Yerushalayim. That brought about the Chuban of Yerushalayim. The Ugavre, there was a person, the Rachme Kamtze, his friend's name was Kamtze. Ubar Devove Bar Kamtze, and his enemy was Bar Kamtze. Omat Sudose, he made a Sude, made a party. Omale Lishamei, so he told his Meshores, Zil Aisili Kamtze, bring Kamtze, go invite Kamtze to the Sude. Ozel Aisile Ba Kamtze, and there was a misunderstanding, and he invited Ba Kamtze. Also, no, I got this Ba Kamtze, got an invitation to come to Sude, he comes. Ashkechei Bava Yosef. So now the Bala Suda comes and sees that this Bar Kamtze is sitting by his Suda. Omalei, so he told him, Bechdei Ahu Gavre Bal Devova Do Gavre. That means you're my enemy. Who? My boy Socha. What are you doing here? What are you doing by my Suda? Come, get up, pike, get out of here. Omalei, so Bar Kamtze told him, Hoyil Basoy, I'm here already. Shofkot, don't make a scene, leave me here. And I understand you're not too happy that I'm eating by the Suda. So I'll pay you whatever I ate. Won't have any loss. Don't make a scene. So he said, no, get out. I'll give you, I'll pay for half of the Suda. I'll pay for the whole Suda. No, nokte biyode, he picked them up by his hand. He pulled them by his hand. Vokme, he schlepped them up. He wanted to sit down by the Suda. Vaafke, and he kicked them out. Oma, hoyul, vahavi yosfi rabbonon, vloy mochebe. There were rabbonon here also by the Suda. No one opened up their mouths to say anything. It's not proper. You're being mevazayid. Everyone is involved in eating the Suda. And no one batted an eyelash about my feelings and how I'm being degraded. Shmami no koneichlu. So it doesn't bother them. You degrade a yid. It doesn't bother them at all. So he was fuming. Ezel eichel bu kulza be malchus. I'm going to go and be malchin to the melech about the Eid. Now let us see Rashi. The rachme kamtze, oyevoy hoyo shmoy kamtze. Omalei loy shaviknoloch, I will not let you remain. Omalei yivnoch me palgus odosech, apay feyefa da sudet. Eichel kulze malshinis, I'll be a malshin. Now, the Velt asks Akasha, the Gemara started off by saying, because of Kamtze and Bar Kamtze, was Chorav Yerushalayim. So, the Akasha is, what did Kamtze do wrong? Bar Kamtze, we see. Bar Kamtze was the one that was malshin, was Machav Yerushalayim Taker. But what did Kamtze do? Kamtze, there's a vote from one of the Gerer Rebbes that he says as follows, that if one is a true friend, he should come to Yenem Simcha without being invited. But if he's waiting for an invitation, that's a right, not a true friend. Now, that means if he would have been a true friend, so then this whole tzara would have never occurred. So then you don't have to send the Meshoras to invite him. Fashteitzach, if I'm making a Simcha, so Memele, my friend is going to come. So then the whole thing wouldn't have come about. But he was a friend. If I get an invitation, I come. If I don't get an invitation, I don't come. So he had to make sure that he gets an invitation. So all his friends needed invitation. So because this was a Gewaltige Eulane said, so the mistake came out that Bar Kamtze was invited instead of Kamtze. The Maral says, he says a little differently. The Maral says that this friend, we have to know, in this tkufa, there was sinas chinam by Klal Yisrael. This is what the Gemara tells us in Yuma, that the Bayesheni, there was Teira, Maisim Teivim. But the reason that brought about the Chum, there was sinas chinam. And in the Matzah, when there was sinas chinam, so each friend was also used as a tool to enhance the sina to the other one. That means Kamtze wasn't a true friend. Kamtze was, that means we have one thing in common, we hate Bar Kamtze. But that means the Kamtze alone, if the Bala Sutton wouldn't have so many friends, he wouldn't have been so sure of himself to do what he did to Bar Kamtze. But he had a whole bunch of friends who agreed with him when it came to the sina to Bar Kamtze. So it was a friend to encourage the sina. That's who this Kamtze was. So he also had a hand in this whole Asik. That's what the Maral says. The Maral also says that there were three Gewaldike Milas existent then in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is telling us how these three Gewaldike Milas became destroyed. In Yerushalayim, there was Hashchos Hashchina. There was a Beis HaMikdash. That's what Klal Yisrael possessed. The Schus
to possess a Beis Hamikdash was the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Vehi b'shul melech b'sasek l'shayom yachad shiftei Yisrael. There was one Beis Hamikdash, one Mizbeach, one Kohen Gadol. The Beis Hamikdash was ma'achad Klal Yisrael. By bringing about a period, Klal Yisrael, there was the hepech of achdus. There was a period in Klal Yisrael. So Memele, that brought about the Chulbit. So the Gemara is telling us, because of Kamtza, Bar Kamtza, the Maharal wants to say their names, that was their name, Stake, but both of these people were not from the Oyeve Sholem, the people who are Mesachtim. The word Kaimetz is, I take away. That means there's no unit. I'm taking away. It's Pirut. The name Kamtza Ba Kamtza originates from the word Koimetz, which means a piru, taking away. So in other words, the Gemara, this was the last Maise that was the Makkeh Patish, but the piru, the Sinus Chinam, which was existent in Klal Yisrael, this brought about the Chulbin Habayis in Yerushalayim, which that was the Broche, they was Eichet Vashchos HaShchina, and they lost Vashchos HaShchina, because of this sinas chinam. Let us just see Taisus before we go to more further. Ashri Adam Mefachet Tamid, Beperik HaRoi Amrinin, Chos Yilu Gavre Dahave Mefachet. The Gemara in HaRoi says, a mice like this, it was someone that was, he was a very fearful person. Everything, every noise, he got scared. Omalei, so he told them, Chatoat, you're a chayte. No, we know in Tzion who are those who have fear the chatoim. So if you're a very scary person, you're always looking around and thus, so you're a chayte. So mamela, so it would seem that a person who doesn't do a chet, he's not afraid of anything. He's brave. Nothing scares him. Uparich mikra dahochi, it says, ashrei adam mefachit. I mean, how can you tell me only Chatoim are afraid to say, Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid. That's a wonderful thing. So the Gemara says, Ahu, Amukilo Apoch Mekodoch, Amukilo Bedivrei Teire. Shedayek Shlo Yishkach Talmudai Bechoyza Amishnosoi Tamid. The Gemara says, yeah, there's an Indian of Pachad. Not a Pachad of people, not to be afraid of people. To be afraid of his ruchniyistic obligations. That means he's always chazering, he shouldn't forget what he learned. That means, so in ruchniyist, there's a gewaldike inyan that a person should be mefachet, not to feel secure, I should mefachet tummy. So that is in ruchniyist, in his ruchniyistic accomplishments, no one should feel secure. He should always be, God, the Goyim says in Mishlei and the Posik, Ra, Ra, Yoimar HaKoine. So the Goyim says when a person wants to be Koine Teire, he should say, Ra, Ra, it's bad. How much did I learn already? How much do I know already? How much do I remember? Odom Mefachet Tomit. So now all of a sudden, Agamo brings down this posik on something else. So how does Agamo stim with the Gemara in Brachos? Bahochinami Maisilo, Ahani Oy Udi Shabotchu al Roiv Tevosom Vishalvosom. Here there's another Inyan to be Mafachadan. That means Ashi Adam Mafachad Tomid is Kayu of Union. When it comes to Ruchyas, Shazikh biya mafachid, maybe I'm gonna forget what I learned, and that should give you an incentive to chaser. Here, they felt so secure, Shabbat wal roiv toivosom ishalvosom, levayish es bar kamso, velame lo bas keso. That means that they felt that nothing was going to happen to them, they were secure. Vailam lefachid, velidig min aperonius, vloidomi lo odom amispachid bechinom. So Taisus means to be saying that pochadu chatoim means if there's no legitimate reason
to have a fear, and one is fearful, so then the sheirish of that fear is chet. Chet is machnes, a fear, like vayiro yakev meoit shema gorem achet. I mean, chet brings fear. Ma she'en kein, but there are other instances that one should be fearful of. The Gemara in Brocha says one should be fearful in his ruchnistic accomplishments, Ashkod HaMafachet Tomit. And our Gemara is telling us that one should never feel too secure that he can do whatever he wants and nothing's going to happen to him. So that's also true. Ashkod HaMafachet Tomit, don't feel secure and don't think you're secure in your matzev and then nothing will ever be mevatel the matzev. Bekitzer. So, Ms. Bar Kamtze felt very hurt. So he said as follows, Ezel Eichel Bukutze Beimalke. So I'm going to go to the Melech, and I'm going to be Malshin on the Melech. I'm going to show them. So because of his pride, he was Muchan to destroy the Beis HaMikdash in Gans Klal Yisrael. That was, we'll see, this Bar Kamtze wasn't from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, far from it. So he went to the Melech. Omele le Kesa, he came to the Kesa, Mordubach Yehudoi. He says, the Yidin rebelled, they don't have any respect for you. Omele, you have to be aware of this. Omele miyema. He says, who says? I mean, you say, prove it. Omele, you can prove it for yourself. Shada lehu kobone. Send the kol. Chazitz, you'll see if they'll be makim the kobon for you. That means the Goyim knew. The Goyim knew that the Beis HaMikdash was very good for them also. And they derived benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us if Dumas Oilam would have known what they derived from the Kabonis, that were their Makrib Sukkis, I mean, they got a Gewaldike Broch and a Gewaldike Shefa Verbroch from the Beis HaMikdash. In this case, they knew it. So he says, I'll show you. You think you have a Beis HaMikdash and you're deriving benefit, try to send a Kolben and see if they'll be making the Kolben for you. They have no respect for you and you're not deriving any benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. They will not be making it for you. Chazis, you'll see, in the Kalvin Le, you'll see if they'll be making it. Oza Oshoda B'yodei Egla Tulsa, so they sent him a calf and Egla Tulsa, we'll see, this is exactly what this is. Bahadi de Kosi, in this Bar Kamtze went and brought his calf to the Beis HaMikdash. Shoda beimume beniv svosai, v'omri lo bedukin shebayin. So he made a mum on the top lip of this calf, or there's a membrane by the eye, and he made a mum over there. Now, the ledidon have a mume, to be makrev on the mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a mum. You cannot be makrev about mum on the mizbeach. Uleditu lav mumu. But a goy doesn't have to be makrev on the mizbeach. A goy can be makrev on a boma. If a goy is makrev on a boma, so memele, it's nish gefelich that has a mum. As long as ana mechusareva, as long as the goof is gone, for a goy that's enough. But to be makrev this on the mizbeach, then it has to be shalim. So that was the kunz of Bar Kamtze. He made a mum in it, and he was sure that it won't be makrev it. And then he's going to go back to the case and tell him, see, I told you that he had no respect for you. And that's what he wanted to do. Sava Rabbonon Lekruvei Mishum Sholem Malchus. The Chachomim, the Gdeile Adar, realized what had happened now. We have a dilemma now. So they held we should be Makrib the Balmum. Why should they be Makrib the Balmum? I have to be Makrib the Balmum. Mishum Sholem Malchus. No, Pshat is, Sholem Malchus means it's Pikuach Nefashis over here. They realize the situation very well. This is a maisa pikuach nefoshes. No, pikuach nefoshes is deiche kola teire kula. So memele, they should be makrib this behemoth. Amalu Rabbi Zachariah ben Avkules, yoimru balei mumin, kreven legabi mizbech. That means, if we'll be makrib a balmum, so So we're setting a precedent. So people will derive from this that you're allowed to be makriv a bal mum. Legabi mizbeach. So Rabbi Chanan asks a kasha. Rabbi Chanan asks a merdik a kasha. He says, there was pikuch nefoshes over here. I mean, that they, the Chazal understood it. You see what happened. They weren't makriv in the mice. The vice became chorib and thousands and thousands even got killed. So what is making a gzeire? Maybe you will say you'll have to be makriv a bal mum. So Rabbi Chanan says, pshat is as follows. Now to be makriv a bal mum, there's no problem. If I won't be makriv now, the mum is pikuach nefoshes. So I have a greater heter to be makriv the bal mum. No shaila about it. But if Yidin will be makriv bali mumim later, they're going to derive from our actions that you're allowed to be makriv a bal mum. So memele, so when they'll be makriv a bal mum, there won't be any heter of pikuach nefoshes. So we, in our actions now, are creating that Klal Yisrael be makriv bali mumin when there won't be pikuach nefesh. So that we can't do. That means we're mesavet that Klal Yisrael be makriv bali mumin without a heter pikuach nefesh. That we're not allowed to do. So memela, sovo the mikdalei. Okay. They heard that, so he says, so let's kill him. We'll kill Balkamtze, so he won't go back, and the king will never find out about it, and Leleis Ovalema. Amulu Rab Zacharya, Yemlu Matal Mumbe Kachin Yehorik. So he's also setting a precedent. So people will start asking, why did he get killed? What did he do wrong? They only know, he put a mum. So he was setting a precedent that you killed a person who made a mumbe kachin. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Am besonusa ish Rabbi Zacharya ben Avkulis, echiva es beisenu, besolfa seicholenu, viglisonu mealtzei." The anibis of Rabbi Yochanan brought about all these sorrows. So there's a big problem over here. What does this have to do with anibis? We'll see. Rashi speaks about it, but it's a problem. What does it have? The anibis of Rabbi Zacharya ben Avkulis brought about all these stories. So there's a major vote from the Goyim. And I saw the Chiddush Rabbi Zriel also says the same vote. That he says as follows, like this is a klal, by dinin nefoshes, if there's a yeshivas bezn, Sanhedrin of dinin nefoshes, maschila min hatzad, you always start from the smallest dayan, he gives his opinion first. Why is it that way? Because it says, leisana al-arib, Chazal Darshan Harav, if the Godel Shebe Bezen says something by Dini Nefoshes, you can't disagree with him. So therefore, we start with the Kotten. So Memele, so Rabbi Zacharya ben Avkulis, well, he start with the Kotten, so he has to give his opinion first. So he gave his opinion. You're not allowed to kill him, you're not allowed to be makrivit. But the Sanhedrin knew he was the Godel Shebe Bezen. So he said that he couldn't fight to the hold. That means Lysana Arab. So that said, Anvasanusoi, Sherab Zacharya, his Anivis, that was Machim the Bayis. If he wouldn't have been such a non-of, and if he would realize who he was, so he never would have opened up his mouth, and others would have said their opinion, and then we would have every day is to do what it is. But now since he started, so no one could disagree. That's what the Goyim said. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Eichel kulza marshinis, kulbone kolben lahaki bagabi mizbeir. The kamon ishish larabis is oibde kechovim, shenoidrem nedorm and nedovis ki Yisrael. Beniv svasayim, sofel yenge de taplit. The detul I have in Muma, lahakrim legaboy beboma detul. They be makrim on a bomb, there's no problem. Elam achusareva, less is missing a neighbor. Dukin, tilal, kemembrate, my neighbor Kadoik, Yoim Ramatal Mumba Kochim Yehorik, she is Swurim, she is Vil, she till Mumba Kochim, since he made a Mumba, Baba Mumla Yeboy, Nera. And the Sanusoi, Sablo Sanusoi, he was Soivore, Shesoval Eze Voloi Holgai. Now, so how does Sablonis come in over here? Sablonis is very interesting. So there's a very interesting Samsoif that says, Amoyrdike Chiddish. And he finds Amoyrdike Tesefte. The Samsoif says, that he says, between you and me, these Chshoshes, Yoimru, that you'll have to be Makev about Mum, they'll say you kill someone. These are Vaitach Shoshes, Rabbi Zachariah ben Akulis also. No, this is not a real reason why not to do this. No, he had a different Cheshbon over here. He had a Cheshbon, if you're going to kill this Bar Kamtze, so then, fine, he's killed, he was killed, and then people will start talking and investigating, what? They killed Bar Kamtze, they killed them, and then what? Then they'll bring up the whole story. But there was a Maisa with, he was by Yesuda, they kicked him out, and there were Chachamim there, and they didn't protest. Be a Merdik Echil Hashem. Be a Merdik Echil Hashem. It means if we're going to kill him, people start talking and discussing what happened, and why, and what, and when, and how it originated, and this Maisa will be on the front pages of the Times already, why this was, what happened, and how it done, and then the Rabbana were there, and then us, will be a Chil Hashem. To avoid a Chil Hashem, he said, so we can't do anything. So, Teilek Echsam Seifa, he says, really, let's not understand that Maisa. He says, you know, this Bar Kamtze was a nice world. He was a mushchet. He was a rosh gomer. You see who he was. You see who he was. I mean, he'll kill God's Klal Yisrael because I was insulted. He was mamish. Know what? He says. So when this person wanted to kick him out, he says, "Yeah, a rosh should come to my suda." And it was Nachman. He says, "You know, if he would stay there, the chachamim would go out. I mean, they wouldn't sit together with a rosh. So it's either the chachamim or him." He had no right for Kelta, the Nakiye Dash Merit Yisrael, would not go to Asuda. This person was an Eisvot. So Memele, he says, really, the Baal Suda was right, the Chachamim was right, were right, and really, they didn't do anything wrong. They would have gone out. Rabbi Zachariah was a Mir de Kesavra. Rabbi Zachariah is a Rosh. I should go out because of Rosh is here. He was able everyone. And he brings a Moiradike Tesefte. The Tesefte says, there's a Machloikis, what does one do on Shabbos if there are bones and klippas on the table? So Beishami says, you pick up the bones and you throw it away. It's Mukse, it's a Graf Shorei. You throw it away. Basilo says, you take the tiltum in a tzad, you throw it away. Rabbi Zachariah ben Avkula says, don't put it on the table. If you put it on the table, it's going to be there. You can't get rid of it. No, when you eat the bones, throw it underneath the bed. So it shouldn't be, but don't put it on the table. Viertaiste tesefte, an vasanusa isha Rabbi Zachariah, chogebe sabay. So he says, it's what pshat over here? What pshat? So he says, Rabbi Zachariah, what Beishami Bisilu said, this is a graf shalrei, a person can't be soivul, that they should have a garbage in front of him. So if he can't be soivul, there's a heter, graf shalrei, you take it away, take it be a dying, take away tiltum in that side. Rabbi Zachariah was such a, anvas and rashis, he was such a, what's wrong? So it's there, that's a heter to take away mukta. So Memele, the same Rav Zachariah, what's wrong if there's a Rosh here? So Memele, he held it would be a Chilul Hashem if they'd speak about this whole Maise. So that is why, so it's Rav Zachariah Lishitosei, so that's why he didn't want that people, that they did something to this Bar Kamtze, people speak about the Chachamim, Mitoich Savlanusoi, he held that it would be a Chilul Hashem if people would be discussing this Maisa. But in reality, it wasn't a Chilul Hashem. That's what the Chassam Sofer wants to say. Now, there's a Kasha, and I'd like to say two more Mahalchim. Binishvi, it came out through Rabbi Zachariah, it came out, the Gemara says, through Rabbi Zachariah, he wasn't a Poshiti, Rabbi Zachariah. because of him it was Chorav Abayis and everything. We have a klal in the galgal and skus chayva yedei zakai. I mean, how did this come about? So in Emerson, the Mesilas Yesharim has a taina Rab Zacharya. The Mesilas Yesharim says there's an yoni of chassidus, but there's a mishkal hachassidus. You have to know where to draw the line. And he gives two examples. He says, Gedalia ben Achikam was told that Yishmael wants to kill him. He didn't want to hear Lashon Hara. He didn't want to be mekabel. He didn't want to hear. Shmuel wants to kill me. He didn't want to hear it. So that was the chassidus of Gedalia ben Achikam. And what did this bring about? This brought about that Nebuch nichbegachalten shal Yisrael amir de ketzora. He was the manig of Klal Yisrael and he got killed. He said the same thing with Rabbi Zachariah. That was by the first bias. By the second bias, this was Rabbi Zachariah. He says there's inyoni of chassidus and elachait and precious, but everything has, one has to be ma'ayin and to see there's a time for everything, there's a time for chassidus, but one has to be shoykel this, what the end results will be. That's takataina Rabbi Zachariah, takataina and Gedalia. The pasuk says Gedalia was nitva. All the people that got killed, it's miyuchas to Gedalia. He should have not have done what he had done, and this is the time of Rabbi Zachariah. So that's what the Mesilas Yesharim says. I saw in the Lakuti Basa Lakuti brings from someone the Hepach. He says as follows, and I'd like to be mamtik what he says with a Yalkut that Rabbi Dessler brings down in Michtab Eliyahu. There's a Yalkut Shemaini that David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbi Mishlam told him, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash. Harbe domin shafachta. You killed so many people. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash. So David HaMelech says, I did wrong by killing all these people. I mean, he was matzal klal Yisrael. He went with Mesiras Nefesh. Rabbi Mishlam said, no, it's very choshev what you did. The domin shef shafachta is like kolbonus. It was a moiradik. So then David persisted, so if I did Moiradik, so why can't I build the Beis HaMikdash? So Ben Shom says, well, if you're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, you did such gebaldet yizachen, the Beis HaMikdash should never become cholet. So David Amel says, so let me build the Beis HaMikdash. So Ben Shom said, no. Klal Yisrael cannot have a Beis HaMikdash and will not become cholet. Because when there'll come a time when they'll do Averis, so the shai will be either Klal Yisrael or Shofar Chamos Eleitz of Avono. If you're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, so Achmanasan, there won't be a Klal Yisrael. So you can't build the Beis HaMikdash. We need a Beis HaMikdash that can become Choret, that if the time will come, it'll be Shofar Chamos. Mizamur Dikarashi in Chumash, Matevu Eyalecha Yaakov Mishkanesecha Yisrael. So Bilam said, Matevu. How good it is. And he's speaking about two things. Matayva alecha Yaakov. Matayva alecha Yaakov b'kiyumam b'mamodam. That they had a Beis HaMikdash was machapar on their Beis. U'matayvu mishkanoisecha b'chulbonam. Matayvu that they're a mashkin on Klal Yisrael. Sheshofach hamos aleitzav avonim. U'mechapchem aleim b'chulbonam. So the same matayvu that goes on and the Beis HaMikdash b'kiyumai, the same Matayv is b'chubonai. So the Gemara says, we're telling us that Faker, the Melech wanted, the Melech would, if this wouldn't have occurred, the Melech would have never been machim the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted the Beis HaMikdash for his own purposes. And if the Beis HaMikdash would not, if he wouldn't be machim the Beis HaMikdash, the other alternative would have been that the Rabbi Yisrael would be being chas v'shom a kli and klal Yisrael. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And v'sonusay sh'rab Zachariah ben Avkulis. That what about hechives beisaynu v'solves achaseinu v'glisanu mi'atseinu? We are still in existence.